Welcome back to the Bun Sports Podcast. I'm Jacob Bun here as we are ahead of Rivalry Week, Week 14 in the college football season, and I'm joined by the college football professor, as always, on this Tuesday, on these Tuesdays, to preview what always promises to be an interesting week. A new ranking come out, a new set of rankings comes out each Tuesday, and tonight we will see who sits atop. It is assumed that Alabama will retain that spot. We'll talk about that. It's a number of games this past weekend, but none of them were that interesting, so we'll pretty much just preview what promises to be a great rivalry week, capped off by, of course, the Iron Bowl, which is always, well, at least the last few years, it's been a very influential game as far as the national championship is concerned, and it is that once again. But I'll bring in the college football professor. As you look at these games this weekend, other than the headliners, which ones stand out to you?
Well, as you said, the headliner there, but there's Arizona and Arizona State, of course, Mississippi State and Ole Miss, Georgia Tech and Georgia, Minnesota and Wisconsin. And here's the surprise of the week as far as it being a big game, and that is Arkansas at Missouri.
You look at these games, and these conferences, some of them are interconference games. Is there something to prove for a conference this week? You have a lot of SEC, ACC games, of course, with Florida State, Georgia, Georgia Tech, and South Carolina, and Clemson. You have the Louisville and Kentucky also an SEC, ACC matchup. So is there something on the line here for these conferences?
Well, maybe so. It could be that Texas, who's been not been relevant for the last few years, all of a sudden they could put a monkey wrench in the whole business of the Big 12.
Well, before we get to all the big games, we'll start out west, and you mentioned it, Arizona State at Arizona, and this game by Friday evening, or Friday night, we'll know who will represent the Pac-12 South. Who do you think can give Oregon the best game?
Well, that's the question, and I think Arizona State, even though they didn't before, but I think they can.
Mississippi State plays at Ole Miss as we'll work it back into the SEC here. This is a game, if Mississippi State wins, everybody knows the scenario, if they win and Alabama loses to Auburn, Mississippi State will be in Atlanta. Alabama and Mississippi State are the only two teams alive right now in the SEC West. So, with that being said, and they're going on the road in Oxford, there'll be plenty of motivation for State to win this game.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to Ole Miss. Now, I have a kind of a thought, and that is I believe that Ole Miss put all their eggs in the basket against Alabama. They'd waited all summer. They'd waited all fall waiting for that game, and they beat Alabama. They played a great game. They looked like they had the best defense in the conference. And maybe in the nation, but then all of a sudden they came unraveled, and I think that has to do with the fact that they had, it's like they had accomplished their goal now.
Other than it being a rivalry game, it's hard to say the Georgia Tech Georgia game means a whole lot because Georgia's fate will be determined on Friday, the day before, when, as you mentioned, Missouri will play Arkansas. If Arkansas were to pull the win over Missouri in that game, then Georgia would represent the East in the SEC Championship. Otherwise, Georgia's playing Georgia Tech just for sheer pride, basically, and perhaps an improved bowl game. What do you see in this game? I think the Yellow Jackets can really give Georgia some problems.
It seems like, Jacob, don't you think, that Georgia Tech just seems to be the team that can come up and beat someone and make them look bad. And then all, but on the other hand, there are times at Georgia Tech, they'll come along, and it just seems like that triple option, the way they run it, they don't know what they're doing almost. So it's hard to know what to expect from them. But they've had a really good year.
We talked about Oregon having a tough time with the winner of the Pac-12 South. Well, which of the two teams, Minnesota and Wisconsin, can give Ohio State a better game in Indianapolis?
I really think it's the Badgers myself. I think Wisconsin has the best chance of really giving Ohio State a difficult day.
If Melvin Gordon runs for 508 yards in the championship game, then they'll probably beat Ohio State.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, Arkansas and Missouri. This is a game that intrigues me. This line, if you follow such things, is very low. In fact, I think it's only a point and a half. It may be in favor of Arkansas right now. So these two teams come into this game. Arkansas only 6-5, but we've seen what they've done the last 2 weeks. Very impressive. 47-0 over Ole Miss and LSU 2 weeks in a row. Do they continue that in Columbia this weekend?
Well, that's a good question. But Missouri kind of reminds me of a three-legged cat. You know, it looks awkward. It looks like it can't move, but yet it moves around real fast and can run and do the things it needs to do. So Missouri has a really good defensive line.
There are some other games this weekend that we'll talk about as well. Texas Christian at 9-1 is playing at Texas, and this is a chance again for Texas to finish strong. Charlie Strong in his first year, a 7-5 record would not be terrible.
No, and as I said a while ago, it's just odd that all of a sudden the Longhorns are relevant. Isn't that interesting how they've just been kind of off the reservation, so to speak, but here they are right in the middle of things. And you know, it's hard for me to figure out who will be the champion of that conference. If TCU beats Texas, and then suppose Kansas State beats Baylor. I mean, it's confusing to me, but I guess they've got it sorted out.
Last game for Brady Hoke at Michigan, most likely, as Ohio State comes to town. Actually, it's at Ohio State. I take that back. So the question I have for you is, can Michigan give Ohio State any sort of game?
I can't imagine it, but, you know, who knows? But I don't think so. It just doesn't. I just don't see it at all. But, you know, maybe Michigan could all of a sudden rise up and play football. They hadn't played it all year, hardly. And then another interesting one, Jacob, don't you think, is that not only is this Hoke's end of the line for him, but Muschamp will be playing against Florida State, and it'll be finally Muschamp will get out of the quicksand of the swamp.
Is Florida going to win?
You know, they very well could. That's a game.
Well, I'm asking you. I know they could. Are they going to win? Are they going to pull off the upset?
I think they will. I would say that Florida will win this game.
All right. Oregon is playing at Oregon State. How big of an upset shot is this? And we talked about the championship game. It doesn't really mean much, or doesn't mean near as much, if Oregon doesn't win this game.
That's right. You know, Oregon State, I didn't think they had a very good team this year. But last week, they pulled the big upset, and it could happen. I doubt it. I doubt it very seriously, but it very well could happen.
USC is playing at Notre Dame, and this game is always interesting to fans of college football. It usually has a more of a national impact than it does this year. I tend to think Notre Dame will win because it's in South Bend, but it's always entertaining.
It's kind of interesting, isn't it, Jacob, that here Notre Dame and USC are kind of off the radar.
Yes, they are. And Steve Spurrier has one thing left to play for. One thing. He's lost everything else this year and is completely irrelevant at this point, his program is. But there's one thing he's hanging on to. He hadn't lost to Clemson and Dabo Swinney, and they get the chance to continue that streak this weekend.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they don't win this game. I really think that South Carolina will beat Clemson. And there again, I just can almost hear Spurrier with a kind of a smirk and a grin, and he'll have something to say.
Before we get to the big game, your top four this weekend.
I'm going to say right now it's Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Mississippi State.
Really? So you're putting Mississippi State in there? And
yes.
And who would you go next if you had to go? Would you go Ohio State, Baylor, TCU, or –
I think right now I would go with the Big 12 winner.
Okay, that's fair. Alabama, of course, hosting Auburn this weekend. Alabama at 10-1. Auburn, a disappointing 8-3, but they're still a dangerous football team, and Alabama will have to bring its A game if they want to continue that march to the college football playoff Saturday night. There are a number of injuries I know you want to talk about on both sides that could impact this game greatly.
Yes, and you know, Jacob, as I think about this game, I think about the fact that that really I don't think Alabama has put together their best game yet. And if they were to come out and put that game together, then they'll win this game.
Well, if they put together a game better than the Mississippi State win, then they're doing something.
Yes,
impressive.
I think they can play better than that. But on the other hand, if they don't, Auburn is explosive enough that they can dominate them. But I do think Alabama will win the game, and the injuries are critical. And I think it's the earlier in the year they lost Drake, the running back that's very explosive, and Adarius Stewart was kind of coming into his own playing in that position. Now they've lost him most likely for the game, and so that really hurts. I think it hurts their offense not having that option to go to.
How about Duke Williams? If he doesn't play, what does that do to the Auburn offense?
I think if he does play, it helps them a great deal.
Well, it's time for you to make a prediction. Alabama, of course, 10-1 on the year. The only loss is to Mississippi State. Auburn has lost three games. They lost in Georgia, Texas A&M, and earlier in the year as well. So my question to you is, who wins this game?
Well, I said that Alabama would beat Mississippi State by two touchdowns, and that didn't happen. So I'm not going to go that far this time. I'm going to say Alabama win this game by 10 points.
Okay. Double digits, though, Alabama over Auburn. I think that's right around where the line is, actually, 10 points. And I think Alabama will win the game. I think it'll be closer than that. I think Alabama maybe by a couple field goals or so will eke this one out. But I think Auburn will show up more ready to play than they have the last few games. But I think it'll be an interesting game for a while. But I think Alabama, in the end, at home, Blake Sims, for whatever reason, plays like a different person at home. So I think Alabama's offense will have a good day. And the real game will be on first down, and when Auburn has the ball. If Auburn can get ahead on first down, then they will have a chance to stay in this game. If they get behind on first down and they have second long and then third and long, it's going to be a long day for the Auburn Tigers.
I think a key player in this game will be Jaron Reed, Alabama defensive lineman. I think he will be a key in this game.
It's the ESPN Showcase game this week. It's Saturday night at 6:30 or so, I think, on ESPN. Also, the SEC Network has some coverage of it as well. And College Game Day will be there Saturday morning. But I don't think we needed all that to tell us that it's the biggest game, biggest rivalry in college football. We will talk to you next week. It'll be Championship Week, the SEC Championship, as well as a number of other conference championship games taking place as we make our way toward the Christmas season, but as well the college football playoff season, which I know everyone's excited for. We'll talk to you next week.